Hi, I'm Carol from Athens, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Here to Go Radio, the fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. Why are we here? We are here to go. Here to Go Radio. Here to go here. 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump tried Wednesday to distance himself from the escalating chaos in northern Syria, that from the Washington Post. They quote, Trump is saying that Turkey and the Kurds are fighting over land that has nothing to do with us. For his part, Trump insisted that the ongoing conflict was between Turkey and Syria rather than among Turkey, Syria, and the U.S. Comments have provoked a fresh round of criticism from congressional Republicans. The Post adds Democratic leaders left the meeting early after they said Trump insulted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as a third-rate politician. A pending U.S. Supreme Court ruling could impact a South Dakota case that shocked the Sioux Falls community. This month, the High Court justices heard arguments in Collar v. Kansas. It's a case that could determine the constitutionality of the so-called insanity defense, which Kansas abolished in the year 1995. Criminal law professor Aya Gruber says the Supreme Court has so far relied on a doctrine known as shock to the conscience as grounds for a death sentence.
Is it possible that a state can go ahead and punish a severely mentally ill person the same way that they would punish a completely sane person? Or would that be such a grossly disproportionate punishment that it would shock the conscience?
One Sioux Falls man eligible for the death penalty awaits trial. In 2016, 24-year-old Heath Otto was charged with killing his mother and nephew and two counts of first-degree murder that make him eligible for the death penalty. His defense lawyers later hired experts who diagnosed Otto with schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder. And Minnesota voters will head to the polls on Tuesday, November the 5th. They'll be there to decide a host of municipal races and referendums. Even though the presidential election is still a year away, state officials say that ballot security is still a high priority this fall. Mike Bowen reports.
Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says anyone who wants to disrupt the democratic process could use local races to spread false information. He says hackers and other groups won't be taking this November off.
The intelligence authorities tell us, meaning all the secretaries of state and elections administrators, to be on the lookout for that. And as you'd suspect with any election, the stakes become higher and the likelihood of falsehoods become higher.
Simon adds it isn't only foreign adversaries posting false information in an effort to sway elections. He says there are plenty of fringe groups in the U.S. who post fake ads and articles. Officials say voters can detect phony political information by looking for photos that have been altered or online links that mischaracterize what a news story actually says.
Looking ahead, Simon says the state will use some funding provided by Congress to bolster election infrastructure ahead of the March primary. This is PNS. Now to the state of Tennessee, where Governor Bill Lee has yet to respond to medical professionals who are calling for a statewide emergency ban on flavored vaping products.
President of the Tennessee Medical Association, Dr. Elise Denaney, says this month her colleagues have sent a letter urging the governor to join at least five other states that have already restricted or banned the sale or marketing of flavored vaping products.
The younger consumers, including adolescents, seem to be drawn to the flavored products. The medical community is advocating for just a temporary ban, just so we have time to try to figure out some of this data.
49 cases of serious lung injury among Tennesseans who have used electronic cigarettes or other vaping devices have been reported so far, according to the State Department of Health. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention named the mysterious illness E-Valley. It stands for e-cigarette vaping product use and associated lung injury. State leaders soon will have a better grasp on the magnitude of Missouri's backlog of untested sexual assault kits.
With funding from a $2.8 million federal grant,
prosecutorial conduct, quote, suffers from several flaws, unquote. And an analysis by the state attorney general's office said the law would likely not withstand a court challenge because of, quote, constitutional defects, unquote. Cuomo says legislative amendments fixed the problems with the law, but the governor said he would not activate the commission until the legal challenge is resolved. Quote, prosecutors across the country and in New York State are subject to precious little oversight, unquote, the Innocence Project's memorandum says. Quote, some district attorneys' offices in New York State do not even have formal rules of conduct or guidelines to investigate or discipline prosecutors who engage in unethical behavior, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that just days before voting begins in his re-election campaign, Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro said that his 2020 executive budget proposal will include the largest property tax levy cut in the county in 20 years. Molinaro won't release the full proposal until October 30th, but said October 15th that his proposal will reduce the county property tax rate for the fifth consecutive year. Quote, with unwavering commitment to responsible fiscal management, we continue to find ways to cut county property taxes, and we will do so for the sixth consecutive year with the 2020 budget, unquote, he said. Quote, and for the fifth straight year, homeowners and businesses will have a lower property tax rate thanks to our focus on growing the local economy and expanding the tax base, unquote. Molinaro also cited several other rosy statistics, 23 consecutive months of private sector job growth, growth in average weekly wages, increased tourist spending, and growing hotel occupancy tax revenues. Read more about the story in Mid-Hudson News. With the November 5th elections coming soon and early voting coming sooner, candidate forums are being announced locally. Caro Durham High School College Government class and Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM are sponsoring a forum with all candidates for town elections in Caro October 22nd at the school using standard League of Women Voters rules. All candidates running for the positions of town supervisor, town council, highway superintendent, tax collector, town justice, and town clerk have been invited, and the forum will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM. The League of Women Voters Mid-Hudson Region is holding another candidate forum at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 18th at the Frank D. Greco Senior Center on Market Street. Town of Saugerties Supervisor candidates Fred Costello Jr. and Paul Andreasen are invited to speak from 7 to 7:45 p.m. with Saugerties Town Board candidates Leanne Thornton, Nicole Roscos, and Mike Evino invited from 7:45 to 8:25 p.m. Then candidates from Districts 1, 2, and 3 of the Ulster County Legislature can speak from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Aaron Levin and Mary Wawro are running in District 1. John Shoemaker, Albert Bruno, and Chris Allen are in District 2. And Dean Fabiano is running in District 3. This has been the WGXC Local News. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about all these stories.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. The rain will remain with us today, ending before dawn tomorrow. Temperatures start in the middle 40s this morning, but the cloud cover will limit its rise to the low 50s by noon. Overnight temps drop back to the mid 40s. Tomorrow will be drier with highs in the mid 50s, but 25 mile per hour wind gusts will still be present. For all the ducks over on the river, high tides will be at 5:34 a.m. and at 5:32 p.m. Low tides will be at 12:11 a.m. and right on the money at noon. Water temperature will be 60 degrees. Looking beyond the clouds, we see the sun pointing another coronal hole at our little rock. The released plasma is expected to impact on the night of October 20th, generating auroras. Current solar wind stream is 421 kilometers per second at 0.1 protons per milliliter. Predicted 24-hour KP index will be 2. Quiet. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who ask that you help out here at WGXC and become a sustaining member. These people help keep the local community together, and because of them, things like the Better Weather can make it to your earballs. So please consider becoming one. All you have to do is call 518-697-7400 or do it cyber style at wgxc.org/donate.
Please join us on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. for a Town of Caro candidate forum at the Caro Durham High School in the auditorium.
This is an opportunity to ask questions of the candidates and hear their answers to help you make an informed decision on November 5th.
The public is invited at 6 p.m. to submit questions. The form will begin at 6:30 promptly and will be moderated by seniors in Carroll Durham's College Government class.
The form will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and streamed online at wgxc.org/live.
Childcare will be available.
We look forward to seeing you there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sandra of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Honey, you want to head upstate to Hudson? Check out the hubbub and the hot scene going on up there?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I really love it down here in Scarsdale, New York, and I have a lot of gardening and flower beds to do.
Oh, dear, dear. Let's get up there. Let's see what those 20-somethings are up to. They're so hungry, I love throwing them the blueberry muffins from the Escalade when we drive by.
Oh, that is good sport. You're right, honey. Let's go up the Taconic to check on the 20-somethings in Hudson. None of them have jobs. Let's turn on the radio. Oh, there's nothing here. I usually hear that left-wing communist radical lesbian radio station WGXC. I don't hear it anymore. Honey, what would I do?
I don't know, honey. Try the other band. Try the different band.
Oh, it's not coming in here either. Something's wrong. I hope they're okay. Please, get into my wallet and get the credit card.
Yeah, let me get that credit card. Oh, here's a credit card, honey.
Oh, yes, send them some money immediately. Send them money so they can stay on the air. I love their diverse programming.
Yeah, I do, too. I love that show that plays that music from faraway lands.
Oh, honey, we've got to get up there and help them immediately.
WGXC 90.7. We're here if you're here.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves. Prayer. Before ham radio, there was monastic devotion. The miracle of radio is just the most modern miracle. What is radio good for? I'll tell you, it's good to dispense information, amuse the multitudes, scare people to death, issue commands, incite riot, a call to arms, chastise the listener, plea for funds, emergency instructions, weather reports, story hour, radio plays, and music, classical, pop, swing, rock and roll, and mood music. Crystal balls are obsolete. But are they? They don't need to be plugged in, and they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
Because as you may know, it's pledge drive time. Pledge drive time, woo! Everybody loves them some pledge drive. Our pledge drive has a name, but it doesn't really matter. Because its name is pledge drive. And it is the blessing and the curse. WGXC is a community radio station. And you are the community. Just in case you don't know, the reason we have no commercials is because you give us money. And then we don't do commercials, which, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. I know everything now is supposed to be free because of the internet, but it's a trick. It's not really free. They just steal your data. You know who doesn't steal your data? Me, because I don't know how. But even if I did, I wouldn't do it here. Not here. This is WGXC. We don't steal your data. We don't have any data. I have no idea if anyone's listening right now. If you're listening, please raise your hand. Get a little count going here. So it's the pledge drive. So we have to stop and we have to pause and we have to say, please remember that we need your help and we need your money. So what do? You go online, www.wgxc.org, and you click on the little button that says donate. It's really easy. Do you know how easy it is? It's so easy that you already did it. And here's the really cool thing. You can click that button. You can give us however much money you want. Or you can click that button and you can set yourself up to give every month. And you choose how much. And you can do it through your PayPal. There might be some other ways. I don't know all the details. It's easy. Almost anyone can do it. Anyone with money is allowed to do it. And then every month, WGXC is sustained by your support. And that makes you a sustaining supporter. Whoa, what? I know. Stay with me. It's all going to make sense in the end. I promise. I promise. Sustaining supporters, it's something you've heard about before because, you know, public radio people, we all just listen to public radio and the NPR and the this and the that, so we know how it works, right? It is how it works because that means if you forget, you miss one pledge drive, you don't call, you don't click the button, doesn't matter. Your money is coming to us. You kick the bucket. Nobody's taking care of your accounts. We just keep bleeding it. WGXC, supported by dead listeners. Just kidding. We only have like three of them. It's not enough. So let's get some sustaining supporters going. Come on. We got to have at least one of you out there, one person who can say, you know what? I've heard this show. It's amazing. It's the greatest show I've ever heard. I have to empty my bank account for this show. Thanks, Mom. But maybe we can get another. Who knows? If you've heard the show, if you've listened to one episode in the past year, it's worth $5. Worth $50. If you've heard 2 hours of Scatter, maybe that is worth $5 or $50.
There is nothing wrong with your television set.
If you're feeling generous,
do not attempt to adjust the picture
as much as you like.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer,
if you've been hanging around for a while, you probably know WGXC.
We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, creative, community, magical radio.
I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Thank you.